We all have those moments where all we want is a slice of pizza with the kids on a Friday night after a long week, or a piece of wedding cake at a best friend's wedding. Life happens, and if this is going to be a lifestyle, then you have to learn how to allow those treats without falling off your eating plan completely. This has admittedly always been the hardest part for me. Once I get a taste of processed food, I want more of it. And that's not an accident, by the way. These foods are engineered to do that to you. So limiting myself to one treat can be a struggle sometimes. A worthwhile struggle, but a struggle just the same. And I'd be willing to bet you've been in a similar situation at some point. The truth is, most clean eaters follow what is referred to as an 80-20 rule. For many, it's more like 90-10, but the often used title is the 80-20 rule. The basic idea is that you want to shoot for eating 100% clean 80 to 90% of the time. The last 10 to 20% is reserved for life special occasions. Because the truth is, nobody wants to sit there with a plate of carrots and celery while everyone else celebrates a special occasion with delicious-looking food you'd love to have. If you do, at that point, you're sticking to a diet, not living a lifestyle, and nobody wants to be on a diet. So, then the process becomes a decision of what you will or won't go off plan for. For most people, the holidays are a huge issue. With all the delicious food that tends to hang around incessantly, it's easy to forget that a holiday is just that, a day, not a holla week or a holla month. Maybe for you it's an annual summer trip filled with hot dogs and beer. Whatever the case may be, you need to make a solid decision far ahead of time about what you will go off plan for. Can you allow yourself a full week off from clean eating? Of course. Will you feel like crud after that week? You betcha. But if that's what it takes for you to feel like you have a good balance in your life, then I say go for it. This isn't an all or nothing thing. You could choose to eat 100% clean 50% of the time, and you'd still be doing better than most people who eat the standard American diet. So don't approach this as a do or die situation. This isn't a diet, and it's completely adjustable to your needs. Nobody else's, just yours. So when you make the transition, don't think about all the stuff you have to give up, because frankly, you don't. You are making a choice to eat better. To what degree you do that is completely a personal choice. Will you feel better if you eat clean all the time? Of course. Our bodies are 100% natural, so it only makes sense that they would thrive on 100% natural fuel. Is that realistic these days? Again, that totally depends on you. For me personally, my life has changed so much in the past year and been so stressful. I had to back way off of trying to stick to a clean eating 100% because I didn't want it to turn into a diet during a period of high stress. If I had been really hard on myself and forced myself to eat a salad while everybody else was eating pizza, a diet is exactly what it would have become, and I never want my healthier choices to be associated with dieting. It's not worth it to me anymore. I dieted for way too long, which is how I became overweight to begin with. Ironic, isn't it? The very thing I was doing to lose weight made my weight skyrocket, diet after diet, until I finally realized that dieting was the real issue. So don't let that happen to you. Only you know how strict you need to be with this. Only you know how strict you can be with this. What works for you is what you should do. Does that mean you should get lazy about it and eat a salad whenever the mood strikes while enjoying garbage on a regular basis because that's what feels like it will work for you? Well, yes and no. You could do that, but would it help you? Would it get you where you want to be with your health goals? Again, that's a decision only you can make. So get real with yourself. Sit down with a pad of paper and a pen. Write down what you are and are not willing to go off plan for. Then take it a step further and write down why you are willing to splurge at those times and only those times. All this to say that there's nothing wrong with a treat now and again. You don't have to leave all your favorites behind for the rest of your life just so you can stick with this new way of eating. Remember, that's a diet mentality, and we don't want that. You don't want to resent yourself for giving up certain foods, but you do want some conviction in your decision. It's like when a vegan gives up meat. They do not adopt a diet mentality because they typically give up meat and all animal products for ethical reasons. Don't start a diet, get ethical. Remind yourself that with every clean purchase you make at the grocery store, you are improving a very broken food system. For every local bit of produce you buy at a farmer's market, you are helping support a small farmer who really needs that support in a world filled with big ag. Find those reasons that really resonate with your soul, because if you decide you want to do this to lose a few pounds and then go back to your old way of eating, you aren't really making any lasting changes, and you are certainly not living a healthier lifestyle. You are simply on a diet. And while that may work for a short while, I highly suggest you approach this from a perspective of bounty and wholeness instead of a perspective of deprivation. It really makes a huge difference in how you will stick to this, I promise.